The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hi there. Back again with the Right Stand podcast. And tonight, this Friday evening on the Right Stand, it is going to be the Amit Shah interview, the Home Minister's interview with the News 18 Group Editor-in-Chief Rahul Joshi, that's going to dominate the discourse. Because Amit Shah has fielded a lot of questions and he has also put out very strong points of view on various matters, even with the economy. So some of the aspects that we're going to cover tonight, it's a special edition, it's a round table. I've got all the guests sitting inside the studio, talking to each other, looking at each other and putting forth their views as to what they think in terms of the Home Minister's response and how the government is performing under Modi Raja. The larger all-income passing question is, with the abrogation of Article 370, with passing so many laws, having the most productive session of Parliament, is this juggernaut unstoppable? The opposition in disarray, plenty of charges against tall leaders of within the opposition. Is there vendetta politics? We will talk about that. Is the economy in good shape? And Amit Shah putting in a different perspective to things, saying that yes, internally you may say things are not good, you can keep we can keep talking about it, but then let's look at it from the larger perspective. Let's be the fair person out of the bowl and not the fish in the bowl. Look at it from outside the bowl. Globally, it's a big slowdown. No country is growing. Year on year, if you look at GDP growth of some of the most developed countries or developing countries, is India doing much better than them? Is India still growing much faster than a lot of them, despite the revision as far as the GDP growth rates are concerned? Yes, concerns have been raised and we are strongly, in terms of policy matters, trying to address this. Amit Shah says that to News 18 and we have Nirmala Sitharaman talking about it. So we will quickly talk about the economy before we get into the all-important subject of Jammu and Kashmir. Is the government able to handle this well? The government's proposition that there is an administrative blueprint over 15 years that's already been drawn up to ensure that what's been denied to Jammu and Kashmir, that has fawned corruption and, of course, alienation narrative and played into the hands of those who want to bleed India with 1,000 cuts. We're going to correct all of that. Is that going to happen? Bloc Development Council elections are already on. The BJP is contesting and so are plenty of independent candidates, some of whom also took the Right Stand a week ago and before that too. Over the course of the last 50-odd days, they've been a constant present on the channel just to show the other side, the real side, and perhaps a side that the world doesn't want to talk about. Is there a deliberate narrative that if it is Jammu and Kashmir, it has to be bad? It cannot be good. And is there a counter to that? Is this government going to be very strongly work towards countering that? We'll get into that also. Of course, the aspect of vendetta politics, who's using sarkari machinery, the Congress comes out and says, tumne ye kiya, tumne ye kiya, tumne ye kiya, tum use kar rahe ho, use kar rahe ho, use kar rahe ho. So there was an answer that came from Amit Shah saying, they are saying this because they have done it in the past. Institutions can be manipulated, but they are functioning independently. And these are all cases and FIRs which were lodged way before we came to power. And if it was indeed vendetta politics, toh inko 1.5 saal ke andar kuch bhi karke andar kar dete, 6 saal kyun lage hain? That was the question that he asked. Does that cut ice with our panel? Find out tonight. And more importantly, it is about correcting. See, history is always written, and I agree with this, history is always written from the eyes of the victor, not of the eyes of the vanquished, or perhaps the true form. There is always a slant. What Amit Shah is wanting to try and say, especially around the aspect of Savarkar or Vinayak Damodar Savarkar, is that there is a particular narrative that's been pushed about certain leaders because they had a different ideal and a different path to achieving one goal, that is freedom of our country. Also remember, ladies and gentlemen, that we are now sitting and talking 70 years down the line in a divided India. The original vision of independence was undivided India. The India which was under British rule. Independence as India which was under British rule, not as Hindustan and Pakistan or the two-nation theory. Please remember that Mahatma Gandhi was also an advocate of undivided India. The clarion calls made were of undivided India. One of the first persons to organize bonfire protests was Vinayak Damodar Savarkar. Gandhi was in South Africa at that time and he criticized it, but a few years later he only used when we talked about the Quit India and the Swadeshi movement. The Swadeshi movement started with Bal Gangadhar Tilak, and some of the proponents, earliest proponents, were Vinayak Damodar Savarkar, who was highly influenced with Bal Gangadhar Tilak. He was also the same group which had also got Senapati Bapat and some of the other taller leaders. And this was the Garam Dal. This was the more aggressive Dal which said, "Jo hamara hai, humko chhinke lena padega." And that was the attitude. And this was the school of thought. Bhagat Singh was an admirer of Veer Savarkar. So these are all aspects of history. Did we read about all of this? Did we actually learn about all of this? Did we actually learn history as it should have been, where we saw all other perspectives, including that of Subhash Chandra Bose, who was the Congress president in 1938. And he was the one who talked about Azad Hind. And Azad Hind meant all of Hind. All of Hind started from Kabul and ended at Dhaka. Let's not forget that. And today, what happens is there were a lot of people who were upset with Mahatma Gandhi. He gave in to the true nation theory. His assassination, murder, not justified. Those who did it, including Nathuram Godse, have been punished. They were hanged. Savarkar was dragged into it. There were no charges against him. We can look at certain aspects of history. Were leaders not fallible? Are all our political leaders infallible? Or do we want to look at some of their greater qualities and the better qualities and admire them for that? So every leader was fallible. Every leader made mistakes. So do you highlight only the mistakes? Or do you be uniform and you celebrate everybody's virtues and values? One nation, one people, one culture. This is what Savarkar propagated. Now what Amit Shah is trying to hint is that we need to correct history or rewrite history from the Indian perspective. History has been written and taught to us from the English perspective. We need to rewrite it from the Indian perspective. Do you agree, disagree with it? I'll pick this up. I'll talk about this. We won't have too much of time, but we'll try and talk about this because the second debate tonight is back to the Ram Mandir, ladies and gentlemen. And this time around, it is the Muslim litigants who have come back and criticized the Sunni Waqf Board and distanced themselves and said, no, we don't want to have any compromise. We are not willing to relinquish title. We'll keep fighting. Ye Arya Par ki ladai hai. That's the attitude that's come through. We want a situation where there is a victor and a vanquished. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I agree with the Indian Muslims for Peace. I agree with all those people who believe that this is not, including Justice Kehar, Justice Deepak Mishra, and of course, Justice Ranjan Gogoi and the other learned bench, the Constitution bench that's hearing the matter, who all believe that mediation is the best route. Because social harmony can be achieved only when all parties and all communities sit together and call truce and work out a solution. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is egos of a few vested interests that is at work. Otherwise, the solution to this would have been found long, long back. I leave you with this thought. Have you ever seen another religious structure emerging out of a church? Have you ever seen another religious structure emerging, jutting out of a mosque? That means there was a mosque first and then a structure is jutting out of it. There's a church first and there's a structure jutting out of it. There's a gurdwara first and there is another religious structure jutting out of it. And the structure that's been force-fitted, the claim is being made for that structure, not the original structure. It is the tolerance of India, the people of India, the culture of India, which today is paying the price perhaps for being tolerant. Hinduism will survive. Belief will remain. But think about this. But go to Kashi Vishwanath, go to the Gyanvapi, go to Mathura, and see what's happening in Ram Janmabhoomi. It's the birthplace of Ram. Whose historic importance is it for? Do you think that if people really considered and felt, a compromise couldn't have been reached? Even before 1992 happened, I'm for punishing those who demolished an existing structure. I'm for punishment and they should be punished. But I'm just saying this matter could have been resolved long back. Like I said, inclusivity, sarvadharma sambhav, this is the ethos of our country. And the door swings both ways. You can't expect only one side to maintain this inclusivity and sarvadharma sambhav. It has to be from all parties concerned. Certain things were wrong which were done in history, then these things have to be corrected. We as a society have to understand that and respect it. Everybody will only be greater. But sadly today, nobody wants to take that position. Everybody wants to say, Arya Par. Ya to faisla humare haq mein hoga, ya nahi hoga. Jo hoga, dekh lenge. That's the attitude, Arya Par. This is not going to help anybody because the ramifications of the judgment, however it is and whatever it is going to be far-fetched, ladies and gentlemen. Long, long. Do the parties involved who are refusing mediation know that? Or do they know that and they still want to keep the pot boiling? Well, the courts will decide. The courts will decide. Molding of relief will come into play. Is this the last shot at mediation that's also been shot down? We'll talk about this at length. We have a very special guest coming up tonight. Sarpanch of the Nirmohi Akhada, 90-year-old, who's been on this case and fighting this case since 1960, will be joining us. Don't miss it. Bye for now.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.